And welcome into another episode of the Vigilant Sports Pacers podcast. I'm Scott Agnes. This is a shorter episode than usual, and that's because it's a brief interview with Trevor Booker after his opening game as an Indiana Pacers. As the Pacers look to add depth at power forward, something they badly needed, Pacers went out and signed Trevor Booker, who was waived most recently by the Philadelphia 76ers. And what you get in Trevor Booker is a tenacious rebounder, a guy that is a bulldozer inside that will just go get the basketball. And it's something that this Pacers team certainly needed on the glass, as before they signed him, they ranked 21st in the league in terms of rebounding. He's a guy that spent his first four seasons in D.C. with Washington, a couple years in Utah, then a year and a half in Brooklyn with the last 33 games with the Philadelphia 76ers during that short stint, seldomly used at 15 minutes per game, and really didn't have much of a role there with the process with the 76ers there. So the Pacers brought him on for the rest of the season type deal, and I think this only has upside for this Pacers team. Like I said, they needed rebounding. He's another veteran to the locker room, and he's a guy that can get along with just about anyone. Already, Bojan Bogdanović had played with him before last season in Brooklyn. He said, yeah, this is a no-nonsense guy. He knows exactly what he'll bring to the team and is capable of. He's just a bring your hard hat to work and get the job done. He's also a very smart guy with investments, and what I've read is more than 15, 18 businesses. So he's already thinking about that next step. And that doesn't suggest one foot in, one foot out at all. It suggests to me that he's already forward thinking. He understands the life of an NBA player is short, I guess, unless you're LeBron, who's playing better than ever as a 15-year vet at this point. I like this signing, though, for the Pacers. He's a veteran who comes in, knows exactly what his role is within this team, and I don't think he'll screw up anything in terms of chemistry and what this team is trying to do. And thus far, he's in the rotation. Nate McMillan has shrunk that to 9 at this point, but Trevor Booker is solidly in that. After his first game with the Pacers against Utah, coincidentally against one of his former teams, I talked with Trevor Booker about his decision-making in joining the Pacers, why they were a good fit, and what he hoped to contribute to this roster. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to the Vigilant Sports Pacers podcast on Apple Podcasts, on Stitcher, on Google Play, wherever you listen to your podcast. You can listen to new and archived episodes.
Kind of ironic to face one of your former teams in your first game.
Yeah.
With some familiarity there.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I still, you know, remember their sets, so I was calling them out while I was out there. It was just cool to play against those guys again and see some of the familiar faces.
Was that helpful in shoot around this morning with the guys pointing out what they were trying to do, Utah-wise?
Definitely so. You know, and during the game, I did the same thing. Try to call out some of the plays. Obviously, it didn't work. They still picked us apart.
What has this transition been like for you? The good thing is you should be well-rested being in your first game in 10 days.
Yeah. I mean, it's been different. You know, this is my third team this year, so it's definitely something different. But it's something that I'm embracing. And, you know, this team is welcoming me with open arms. And, you know, they're making it easy for me.
Being your third team, is that something you take personal? Is that something you just understand? It's kind of the business, and in this time, you're able to be a little bit selective.
Yeah, definitely. You don't take it personal. Well, if you know the business, you know, you don't take it personal. Because you can't take it personal. I had, you know, many teams, you know, wanting me after I got bought out. So, I mean, I understand the business side of things. I'm just happy to, you know, be with a team, you know, that wanted me and, you know, been out where I wanted to be.
What was that process like for you? Deciding, making calls? Did you call Bojan at all to get a feel for this locker room?
No, I didn't talk to him, but I talked to, you know, other people that knew the players and got a good feel, you know, how the, you know, my teammates were and how the locker room was.
What were some of the key ingredients that went into this decision?
Just looking at the style of play, one, you know, how great, you know, of a locker room it was, you know, how positive, you know, the team was. So all of those were factors.
You obviously haven't had much time to acclimate yourself with the team, with this group, but what have you done to try to advance that and quicken the study?
You know, just trying to keep learning the plays every day, going over the playbook, Just, you know, finding the chemistry with my teammates.
Because you probably already know personnel just from facing everyone, the personnel within this locker room, but maybe habits and the playbook are maybe the two most important things.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm a big basketball guy, so, you know, I watch league pass every night, so I'm pretty familiar with the with my teammates already. It's just about, you know, just building that chemistry, though.
Yeah. Well, is that something you think will still be a challenge over the next month or two, that it's really hard to make up in such a short time?
I don't see it as a challenge because, you know, they're helping me out a lot, and they're making it easy for me. So I don't think it'll, you know, be a challenge.
What number, 20?
My mom wore that number in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why the headband?
I've been wearing it for the last couple of years.
Yeah. You just don't see it much anymore.
Yeah.
It was. Now it's kind of the arm sleeve and everything.
Yeah. I keep with the headband.
Yeah. What were your impressions of from the outside of what this Pacers team was about, both from exceeding expectations and then the chemistry that was within this locker room?
Yeah, you know, coming into the year, they were picked to finish, you know, at the bottom of the Eastern Conference. They definitely exceeded expectations, you know, just by being positive and playing the right way and playing hard. And, you know, that's one of the things that drew me to this team.